White Box, Part 3. Since Twilight Sparkle's visit started, I've experienced more joy and relish for life than ever before. Questions, wonders, and thoughts barrage my brain, and everything feels alive and vibrant. I want to ask Twilight so many things, and I'm eager to begin talking when she walks out of the doorway in that corner. But before a single question can leave my lips, I stop. The purple unicorn seems different. Her normally sparkling eyes and upturned grin are now dark and cold. She doesn't greet me. She doesn't ask me how I'm feeling. She just sits down, silent, and takes out her quill and clipboard. Before I can even open my mouth, she asks me, "Do you know why you're here?" I'm surprised at the question. I had already heard it once before, hadn't I? "I'm here because I'm a criminal. Don't you—"
"No! That's wrong!"
"I'm sorry?"
"Around a week ago, I told you you were a painter. Do you remember?"
"Of course. But what is a painter?"
"A painter is someone who uses a brush and paint to make pictures with colors."
My eyes widened with excitement. This was the most wonderful news I had ever heard. Although I had never heard anything about brushes or paint or pictures, the words seemed more familiar than anything, like there's something I had known in my heart, and only now by hearing them can I remember.
"Yes, you're a painter. You make things with colors and you draw pictures. But you aren't an ordinary painter, because the things you paint come to life. You have a power that no one else has, a power that's so immense and filled with potential that you were brought here."
"That's incredible. I want to learn more about being a painter."
"But you know about being a painter. You knew everything before you were brought here."
"What do you mean, before? It's always been like this, and I don't know anything about painting. I've never even heard of it before." Suddenly, I see a side of Twilight Sparkle I had never seen before. Anger. She bolts upright and stomps toward me, pressing her eyes close to mine.
"Don't you get it? This isn't all there is. You haven't always been here. Just think. Every pony here is exactly the same. They're all like you. They all have talents. They all have reasons for being here. But it all comes down to one thing. Clarity, the albino unicorn, he can copy cutie marks when he sees them used. Any cutie mark. Forte, she can motivate ponies with speeches and her ideas are revolutionary and unheard of. And Smooth Song, his music touches something that can't be expressed. He creates feelings strong enough to instill thoughts that could cause complete chaos. And you... anything you paint, anything you make becomes real. Can't you see the connection? Why don't you understand? Why don't you remember?"
Panting hard, she slowly backs away, her eyes filled with an unspeakable fury and frustration that feels like red, hot, raging, and unpredictable red. But more so, all the ideas, all the thoughts and wonders that had been poured into my mind over the time she had been here are starting to solidify. I'm scared. No, I'm terrified.
"I've been coming here for months, trying to make you remember who you are. You've been locked in this cell for I don't know how long, being tested and tortured and experimented on and whatever horrible things these ponies have done to make you forget, to make you lose your mind and talent. But it just won't go away. So they're starting over. They're trying to make you remember what they made you forget. So that you understand what's happened here and who you are. So that they can start this whole thing over again. Everything is going to be gone!"
Her voice cracks, and her beautiful purple eyes become rimmed with tears. She falls to the ground, breathing hard. I don't say a word. Everything falls into place in my mind, and I feel numb. Finally, after what feels like an eternity, she looks up into my eyes.
"Do you know why you're here?"
I'm quiet for a very long time, my mind blank, and then I speak. "I'm here because she's afraid of me." And then Twilight Sparkle is gone. It's too quiet in this white box. It scares me. There are no colors here. Twilight Sparkle doesn't come the next day, or the next. Or the day after that. Every time I wake up, I eat my meal, sit on my cot, stare at that corner, and wait. It's my fault. All my fault. The one thing that gave me purpose and meaning is gone. I want to weep and moan and feel pain to punish myself. But I don't do any of those things. I just stare at that corner. It never opens. She never comes. But I wait anyways, until I can't wait anymore. I wonder how many steps it takes to get from the cot to the wall. 12. I've never felt so alone. There's no one here. No color, just nothingness and void. The white walls don't move. They don't let me see the outside or twilight. There is no sky above. There is no ocean or town. There is no forest. The sun doesn't shine here. I think about Rainbow Dash and her colors. I think about Applejack and her trees. I think about Rarity, Spike, Fluttershy, and Pinkie Pie. I think about Twilight Sparkle. The walls feel closer than before, and the lights hurt my eyes. I hit my head against the walls to push them back. They don't move, and there's a stain on them now that isn't white. I can't remember what color it is. I'm scared again. I wake up after what feels like such a long time. My head is numb and white. I can't think or feel, and my legs barely carry me as I strip the plastic off the food in the tray and chew it. It doesn't taste like anything anymore. I don't care. I'm not hungry anyways. Inexplicably, I'm angry, and that anger burns through the numb whiteness. Damn that pony and her colors. Damn her for showing me her fur, the gemstone, the leaf. Damn her and her outside. Damn her for trying to give me meaning. Damn her for making me remember anything. Then, suddenly, something cold grabs my heart, and the anger gives way to fear. Meaning, remember? I drop the food in my mouth and gallop 12 paces to the corner in the wall, and I look down at the corner. It's white. White. The word isn't there. White. 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 I hear something in my brain crack. I do something I've never done before. I scream. I scream and I buck and I kick, slamming myself into the white walls of this box that has kept me here forever. I scream in pain. I scream in fury. I scream in loss. I scream as my brain feels like it's ripping itself apart. I scream for color, but there's only whiteness. I scream loud enough that suddenly I'm being carried backwards by thick, strong white hooves. The guards struggle to hold me as their whiteness gets closer and I kick and bite and fight them. I need color. This whiteness is going to kill me. And then I see a color. In that corner, I see Twilight Sparkle, her eyes full of shock and horror. She's scared. She should be. Pushing against the guards, everything in my mind goes perfectly white again. And then it bursts with the majesty of colors. I was 8 years old. I was with my mother by the fire, and she was reading me a story full of pictures and words and colors. Then there was a horrible loud knocking noise. I heard my father scream my name. My mother carried me and told me to run as fast as I could. I ran outside, but it was so cold and there was snow so deep that I couldn't run any faster. I couldn't escape. I drowned in white and woke in white. My mother screamed my name, but I can't remember it. I'm boiling. I'm red. I'm fury. My hate and my anguish focus on her, fusing circuits in my brain and exploding in a shower of hot sparks. I was 8 years old. I've been here for 12 years. My mother screamed my name and you stole it from me. There's no more to say. Everything becomes white and I fall into nothingness. When I awake, it's all gone. The guards, the anger, the strange pony. I'm alone. My head throbs something fierce, and I can't get up because my hooves are cuffed to the bed. There's nothing. Nothing at all. The lights really hurt my eyes. I can't remember my name. I'm as white as the walls. I do something I've never done before. I cry. I don't know how she got in here. I don't know how she got the cuffs off. And I don't know how long it's been. The days stopped meaning anything a long time ago. Twilight Sparkle looks at me and doesn't speak. Lying on my cot, I don't say anything to her either. I stare at her eyes. They're purple. They're magic and mystery and beauty. And they look like they're going to cry. The unicorn's horn glows, and she levitates something out of her saddlebag and places it on the floor. I don't care to see what it is. I just stare into her eyes. I stare into her colors that make the white walls expand, and the box feels just a little bit bigger, even if only for a moment. She steps away, trotting slowly toward that corner. She casts me one final look, a look of pain and regret and sorrow. Her eyes are purple, and they're pouring white tears. Her voice trembling, I hear her speak one last time.
Your name is Canvas. You're a painter.
She disappears from my life. I look down at the floor. Laying there, unmoved, eternal, and alive, is a palette and a brush. I once thought white was the most beautiful thing in the world. Then I discovered color, and whiteness lost all meaning and importance. It became something ugly, something dead and emotionless. But now I realize I was wrong twice, because whiteness is every color there is, hidden, waiting. My strokes are light and wispy, hatching the surface of the white floor with precision and purpose. I'm careful, very careful not to step where the paint is still fresh. I've never done this before, but it feels like this is all I was ever meant to do. The air smells clean and pure, and the hard floor softens. My strokes are broad and wide, bathing the ceiling with deep, immense hues, and sighs that I can't even begin to fathom. I strain to recall everything I heard in stories to match its splendor. My paint could never do it justice, though. It will never be the perfection I envision. The ceiling falls away, and the sky is sprawling and limitless. My strokes are lighthearted, jovial, and happy, creasing the walls with an intricate beauty. I don't know what houses look like exactly. I wonder where Twilight Sparkle would live. I don't dare to try to paint it. The image is too fragile. The world is filled with laughter and joy. My strokes are strong, bold, and confident. These are now my keepers, my vanguards of peace and rest that shield me from the sparkling sun. Maybe Rainbow Dash would cover the sky with a few clouds, and Applejack would share with me an apple bucked from this strong, handsome tree. The sun is warm and loving, and its light doesn't hurt my eyes. It beams over immaculate pink and white houses, glistening on the lakes that cast an ethereal shimmer around this universe. And I wonder if this looks anything like Ponyville. Pressing a hoof against the bark of the apple tree, I realize that I'll never know. I'll never know if this is how a tree really smells, if this is how grass really looks, or if this is how warm the sun really feels. I'll never know outside. I'll never know so much. It all still feels like the white walls, and yet, those walls have no power here. Don't you dare, Canvas. Crying will make the colors run. So I resist the urge. And instead, I sit in the shade of the tree I have made, and I don't think of anything. Nothing at all. I am at peace, and I know in my heart that this is the first time. I'll never know. My voice sounds warm and familiar. I think one last time of all the friends I know that I'll never meet, and of all the things I heard of that I'll never see. Then I look up at the branches of the tree, and I smile. One is thicker than the rest. Mightier. Yes. I think I'll look good there. I pick up my brush.